Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Tom Fairbanks. Mr. Fairbanks, on the other side of the glass, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday, September the 5th. It is the day the University of Arizona will play the most important football game in the school's history, 100 years of football. This is certainly the big one tonight. Hope you are having a great day. Looking forward to a wonderful weekend. We are live during the Monday through Friday during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We're live streaming on my website, buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. And our media partners, Friday especially, we like to do a big shout out to all of our support from the media, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, and Sahorita Sun. And our newest media partner is Tucson Lifestyle Magazine, TucsonLifestyle.com. Our Friday Focus interview this afternoon, Fletcher McCusker is with us. Mr. McCusker, the chair of the Rio Nuevo Governing Board and Symphonia Healthcare Corporation. He's the former CEO and founder of Providence Service Corporation. Joining me to question Fletcher is Tim Steller. Tim is columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. If you'd like to join in the conversation, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040, and we invite you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. Fletcher, how are you?
Good afternoon. I kind of like Rio Nuevo. I think maybe we should have
Rio
Nuevo.
Yeah, with a we there. Yeah. Very inclusive. We're a very inclusive town. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I am pretty good.
Good. Before we talk about Rio Nuevo, Symphonia, your health care company, continues to make acquisitions. Yesterday, acquiring a New Orleans-based, from the Crescent City, mental health agency. Can you kind of give us the overall picture? Where are you with this project?
We're now national. We have over 7 million patients. The company, as you know, launched just 2 years ago. So it's been quite an extraordinary ride. Louisiana is our newest state, but we operate now from Maine to Arizona. We're still based in Tucson, proud to be based in Tucson. We employ about 200 people downtown now. So it's been quite a ride.
Bottom line with the company is?
We're healthcare. We're a new delivery system of healthcare. We don't own any hospitals or institutions or treatment programs. Everything we do is in the home.
Well, obviously, you found some kind of a niche for this because there seems to be a lot of demand.
Yes, yeah. It's a story of being in the right place at the right time. Somebody told me that was going to be on my tombstone.
Here's Tim Steller.
Where are those 200 people downtown? I know you got that one smaller office in the old building on a tool, but they can't be there.
No, we have about 25 people in the old warehouse, and then we lease the bottom floor of the old TEP building from the University of Arizona. So we have about 100 staff over there, and about 25 at what we call corporate, which is the old warehouse. And we're 10 feet from the train tracks.
Right.
And you really kind of got the resurgence of downtown going with Providence Corporation. You took an old building and started the renovation process. That was how many years ago?
It was May of 2010. Yeah.
Wow.
We were there before Unisource acquired the Santa Rita. Madden had moved in. They were a real inspiration to us. Madden Media had done the remodel there by the depot, and I really credit them as being the first kind of corporate downtown resident. And you know, they met with a lot of our staff who were ambivalent about coming downtown in 2010. We ended up owning that whole block.
Where are we downtown right now? Can you give us an overview of the progress that's been made?
Sure. I think everybody will tell you we really like the east side. You say from the Fox Theater east, it's very organic. It's very walkable. The streetcars made it even more mobile. 40 new restaurants. Some of our best restaurateurs now operate downtown. If you had asked us that 4 years ago, if that was likely, I don't think anybody would have predicted that. And of course, Janos Wilder set the bar, I think, when he moved back downtown. But to have Chris Bianco and Maynard's and Penka and Cafe Poca Cosa, you know, proper, these kind of restaurants downtown, any night of the week, you'll see it pretty well packed. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the crowds are now huge, you know, and they're going from 4th Avenue to Main Gate to downtown. And the music scene's really evolved. You know, the Rialto's doing better than it's ever done. The Fox Theater's doing better than it's ever done. So they kind of benchmark or bookmark, if you will, the kind of the ends of downtown that's really working. You go west of the Fox, however, and it's a no man's land. You know, I mean, it's pretty dead. I might have stole that from one of your columns. I mean, it's you know, you get to the TCC and west, there's just really nothing happening. There's over 100 vacant acres, Bill, and that's really the focus now in terms of what we can do with the TCC grounds and then west all the way to A Mountain.
So what's the status, the latest status on the arena site, which is the big project that you had a decision on a couple of months ago? What's going on there?
Alan Norville's company, Norgen, won the right to negotiate that development with us, so we're still doing that. I think our attorneys announced in the last meeting that they hope to present the December meeting of Rio Nuevo, which is the 17th, with an agreement with Norgen's company. So we're optimistic we will come to that agreement. If we fail to agree with the prevailing bidder, then we can go to Peach Properties to negotiate that. But so far, I think we're highly confident that we'll come to an agreement with Alan and his company regarding that project. And if you remember the bids, it was a multi-use, kind of mixed-use project. It includes a hotel and some residential space, parking, exhibition space. And then the north section of that was the newly named Visual Arts Center, which will hopefully bring some of the university's assets to downtown.
So, yeah, in a column I questioned the likelihood that that's going to become reality. It struck me as one of the more pie-in-the-sky elements, kind of reminding me of old Rio Nuevo ideas that never got built. Is there some way of guaranteeing that that thing will actually happen, or is that not the way you're negotiating?
That's exactly the way we're negotiating. We're trying to build some benchmarks into the agreement that provide that certain things don't happen, there are penalties, or possibly even the land reverts back to us. So that's really where we're trying to get an agreement on that. The worst thing for all of us would be we reach an agreement on that land and it sits vacant for years. So I think it's incumbent on us to try and get something developed.
Fletcher McCusker is with us on the Buckmaster Show. He's our Friday Focus interview. It's 12:12 on this first Friday in December. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Our friend Jim Kelly would like to make a comment or ask a question of Fletcher. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Mr. McCusker. First off, I want to say I think you've done one of the best jobs that anybody could do with saving Rio Nuevo. With that said, I'm disappointed in the size of the hotel that's being negotiated with Alan Norville. We're not going to get big conventions without at least a 1,000-room hotel, don't you think?
That's very perceptive, and kind of what the marketplace is telling us is that those projects are no longer affordable. What you see developing are these kind of 200, 250-bed so-called boutique hotels. We hope to see three or four of those within walking distance of the arena. So I think we'll get there, but probably not with one project.
Okay, Jim.
That makes sense.
Thank you, Jim. Did you have a follow-up there, Jim, or are
no,
you okay?
No, that makes sense. As long as there's three or four boutiques, that will work. But we've got, in order to get a big convention, for instance, my mom wants the Red Hat Convention in Tucson, the International Red Hat Convention. They need 1,200 rooms. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking at is what are we going to do to make sure that we can reach that point, because everybody's going to want to be centrally located to each other. And that's why I think just one boutique hotel isn't going to do it.
Yeah, and a big piece of that, of course, is reactivating the boarded-up Arizona Hotel. So, you know, that's got 300 beds in it right there adjacent. The project we were just talking about, West, should have a hotel. So we hope in a couple of years you'll see three or four hotel properties.
Just on that same note, the Republic, I think it was, the Republic had a story, I think it was just this weekend, on the city-owned downtown hotel. It since 2008, the Sheraton Phoenix Downtown Hotel has lost $28.2 million. So I guess that might underscore your point that it's maybe too risky to build one of
those. Well, it makes Steve Kozacik look a lot smarter, doesn't it? Because that's exactly what he said was going to happen 4 years ago. And, you know, the project was ill-designed. It was unaffordable. And we would have been facing the same thing. So we don't want to own or operate anything, Tim. We really want to work with the private sector to enable them to develop and put the execution risk, the operating risk, off to the private sector.
Okay. This would be a perfect time to take our first break on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to hear from the people who support the program, believe in our work. We ask that you give them your support. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
HSL Properties presents the inaugural Tucson Jazz Festival on Friday, January 16th through Wednesday, January 28th. This auspicious musical event begins with Jazz Master Jimmy Cobb and the TJI Ellington Band at the Fox Theater.
Here I go again.
Award-winning jazz virtuoso Joe Bourne pays tribute to Frank Sinatra at a Sunday big band brunch at La Paloma on January 25th. Later that evening at the Fox Theater, the Tucson Hard Bop Quintet opens for vocalist Alan Harris as he pays tribute to Nat King Cole. The festival will close with an intimate performance by the legendary Burt Bacharach on Wednesday, January 28th at the Fox. Tickets are going fast, so don't wait. Buy your tickets right now and get more information on our free concerts at TucsonJazzFestival.org or call 547-3040.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847. Well, 20 now on the Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Fletcher McCusker is with us. He is the chair of the Rio Nuevo Governing Board, and that board has 9 members, correct?
9 potential members. The governor can appoint up to 5, the president 2, and the speaker 2.
So, and we have some openings.
We have 3
and a new governor. So.
And a new governor and a new speaker.
Yeah.
So you could see as many as 7 new members if the governor were to appoint all new members, and of course the new speaker has 2 appointees as well.
So the seats that are open, do they belong to a particular the House Speaker or the governor?
The 3 currently open belong to Governor-elect Ducey. So we're waiting to see what his intentions are with those seats. I report to the president, as does Chris Schieff, and the speaker's appointments are Cody Ritchie and Mark Irvin.
Okay. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the interview how restaurants really have driven the comeback of downtown Tucson. You've traveled a lot around the country looking at downtown revitalization. Is this a typical scenario, or would you consider what we're seeing more of a hybrid?
This is very much like the Gaslamp or Austin or Portland, where you have kind of a mix of walkable entertainment, and it usually includes food and beverage and something to do with the arts, theater, a concert venue, a ball field, something that people are coming downtown to, and then that crowd will go to dinner before a show or drinks after a show. And you're really seeing the nights when the Fox has an event, and if the Fox and the Rialto are both booked, or the Fox Rialto, there's something at the TCC, or a hockey game, you see a huge crowd, sometimes estimated at 15,000 people downtown. Second Saturday now, which is almost always about music, they estimate the crowd size bill at over 20,000. So, it's people coming to downtown for a reason, and we're beginning to see that people will specifically come downtown to eat, whether they go to Augustin or Proper or Bianco's. They've what used to be Restaurant Row and Tankerville. People will go to a cluster of restaurants, and we're seeing downtown really evolve like that.
Would the missing link be retail?
Sure. I'm not sure you're going to see any retail downtown. And I think with the streetcar, we're not necessarily sure it's necessary because retail is developed at Main Gate. You have retail at 4th Avenue. There's really a parking challenge if you're a retailer downtown. And you heard that from Buffalo Exchange, who really wanted to be downtown. And they're urban in most every other city. But, they had a real parking challenge. So we may see some retail develop on the west side where you can park nearby, but I don't think you're going to see a lot of retail downtown.
Here is Tim Steller of the Arizona Daily Star.
What are you hearing about any future residential development other than the arena site? Is there anything else going on downtown?
You've got some people looking, and the financing's been hard to come by. Halualoa Properties, which owns the Pioneer, they've got a 180-bed apartment complex that they would like to do, but they will tell you it won't pencil, whatever that means. I just think the economics are still a little bit challenging in terms of what they can command for rents.
Are you talking about in addition to the Pioneer or in the Pioneer?
In addition to the Pioneer. Uh-huh. And, the one project there at One South Church, that leased up almost immediately. So, the professionals tell us there's a demand for about 300 downtown apartments in today's environment, and we can only fill a small spattering of that. So we hope that the Bourne development, when he gets going, that has some residential in it. And we might see maybe 500 beds or so in the next year or two.
How do you like the TCC's remodeling job?
I'm really biased, but it is spectacular. It's a junior Staples Center. I mean, it's just really very upscale, very modern. All the equipment's been replaced, all new sound, all new lights. The bathrooms now are really very nice, all new concessions. The breezeway, which was totally useless, is now part of the secure ticket area, and that has a new bar and new concessions in it. So we really encourage people to come down and see it, see for yourself. We're getting rave reviews from promoters, you know, tour bookers, you know, Disney's booked additional dates. You know, they were just here in December. So I think we're going to do great.
And you have the Beach Boys coming.
January 3rd.
Mm-hmm. And how will that play out? How many seats are available for that?
In a concert setup, the venue holds about 7,500 people. It's a $25 ticket. We expect it'll come pretty close to selling out.
How are sales going for that? I saw a deal lately that made me think maybe things aren't selling that fast.
We've sold a few thousand tickets, but there's a lot of capacity there. One of the things we wanted to do is to do something on behalf of the Rio Nuevo merchants. So any of the merchants along the Broadway corridor that are within our district can buy a 2-for-1 ticket. So that was probably what you saw.
I, on a completely different subject, I understand you were working with the city on the January 8th memorial or that plaza area around the old Pima County Courthouse.
The Rio Nuevo Board committed to an investment in that, but there's some issues around the legality of that kind of investment. So we approved it subject to an attorney general opinion, which we've not seen yet. And it runs to the gift clause issue that was challenging the county in terms of can a government organization donate money to a charitable enterprise. The Rio Nuevo is organized to invest in projects that are bricks and mortar. So ultimately that gets there, but what they're looking for in the first phase was not obviously a construction project. So there's some question as to whether or not we can actually make that kind of contribution. So we've asked the AG to weigh in on that.
Fletcher McCusker is with us. He is the chair of the Rio Nuevo Governing Board. Are there any indications, Fletcher, that the north of Foothills crowd, north of River in the Foothills crowd, are discovering the revitalized downtown Tucson?
Yeah, we do a zip code check on second Saturdays, and we now see every zip code in the region. We actually are beginning to see people come down from Phoenix. They'll go to see a play at the ATC and go to Maynard's, or they'll come to see something at the Fox. One of the things we're hopeful for about the TCC, you know, the big arenas in Phoenix seat 20,000 people. And if you're in the upper tier trying to see a concert there, it's not a great view. You know, this is half the size. And we hope that some of the artists that might otherwise go to Glendale or to downtown Phoenix might instead stop by Tucson. So you've got an opportunity for a much more intimate concert in our venue. And, you know, we've just been blackballed, Bill. I mean, no promoter wanted to do anything there because of the condition of the place. So
they just kept driving right through Tucson.
They drive right around us, go to El Paso or Albuquerque, you know, Albuquerque.
Or Mesa or somewhere that's got a performing arts center that they feel is up to standards. You know, we had the head of UA Presents here, the programmer, Itzik Becker is his name, yesterday on the show, and they're moving their venues around now with UA Presents rather than just, you know, they were just thought of as a Centennial Hall-based organization. So I wonder if they're kind of looking at TCC. I forgot to ask him that.
But. I haven't seen. They have 4 dates, I think, at the Fox.
Yeah.
And they're doing some things in smaller venues. Mm-hmm. And they sell out because they include them in the season ticket package.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, clearly their audience, which is the Foothills audience mm-hmm. you talked about, is willing to come downtown for one of the UA Presents events, you know, and they've talked about packaging a dinner and, you know, show and stuff with that to bring people downtown. So that seems to be working.
Tim, a final question.
What about west of the freeway, way out west of the interstate and the Santa Cruz River? What's going on out there?
Well, that land's much more challenging than I ever realized. I knew it was former landfill, but it still is actually producing methane. No one really understands the depth of the landfill and, you know, how much eradication it's going to take to develop. So the county is the prime mover right now on the visitor center project. The city and the county are working together on 5-acre parcel just west of the river. And that might be the seed project, Tim, that could attract other developers. But
the visitor center?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's got to happen on that parcel before it even is developable.
Okay, Fletcher McCusker, thank you very much. Hope you have a great holiday season. Thanks for being with us.
See you all next year.
All right, Fletcher McCusker, the chair of the Rio Nuevo Governing Board, along with Tim Steller. Tim of the Arizona Daily Star will be sticking around, and we'll be speaking with Mari Herreras, who is the new editor, newly named, less than 24 hours ago, the newly named editor of the Tucson Weekly, and we've got her for you right here on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like TMM Family Services, Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, and Youth on Their Own. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Geez, Edith, where's the car? Meathead was supposed to meet us out front there.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Archie. He took it over to Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, gosh, Edith, I told you I don't want anybody touching that car unless they know what they was doing.
Archie, Mike Emery knows what he's doing. He's ASE certified and he restores old cars.
Oh, Edith, you done it again. Geez, Edith, is that the LaSalle? Listen to it purring.
It reminds me of the first time you took me out on a date, Archie.
Yes, you were purring yourself that night, weren't you, Edith?
Oh, Archie.
Stifle yourself there, Edith.
We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and even LaSalle. But don't let that scare your Toyota or Chevy away. 323-8650. Or perfectionautoworks.com.
G.R.O. LaSalle McGray knows what
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our Friday Focus interview. Are you looking for a good auto mechanic? Yeah, most people usually are. Well, I've got a great recommendation for you. Mike Emery and the team over at Perfection Auto Works. Great Midtown location just south of Speedway on North Beverly. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. And I went over there, Mike's invitation. He said, Bill, I want you to see the shop. Okay, I go over there. You could eat off the floors. They were so clean.
I think I would settle for perfection if that presented itself.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, really clean shop. So we really like the work that Mike and the gang do over there. It is our Friday roundtable. Tim Steller sticks around from our opening interview today with Fletcher McCusker, and joining us, taking Fletcher's seat, is Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly, the newly named editor of the Tucson Weekly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Phew.
Well, what will we see? Have you thought a little bit about kind of the revamp? Will there be a revamped weekly, or is it going to
Well, you know, we just kind of went through a redesign of sorts when we were purchased by 1013 Media. And so I don't see us going way beyond any changes in that substance changes. But I think we may see some changes in the different sections, how we're covering arts a bit, and moving Chow up a little bit more front towards the news section. I think we'll see, hopefully, because this is where I come from. I think we have two new staff writers that we're really proud. One has already started, and one is coming on board December 15th. So we're growing our staff, which I'm obviously thrilled about. And one of those writers in particular comes from a news background, and she was one of my interns, a bit ago, and so I know her style, and we're excited to have a return of getting back to certain news coverage that I really want and feel that we need.
Now, it's important to have the weekly here in Tucson.
Voices, just a it variety voices, of voices.
Voices, yeah. Different media voices never can hurt. It can always help, I believe, the more voices we have out there. And so, again, we wish you all the best, Mari, and we're glad that you're kind of one of our regulars here on the Friday show. We really appreciate it. Tim, I want to begin with your column about the Greyhound Dog Park, the dog racing park in South Tucson. You spoke with the owners. They still believe, apparently, in the mission, and that mission is entertaining folks with Greyhound dog racing. They have no plans, I guess, to get rid of the property.
That's
and
what
you
it
mentioned
sounds like,
it's, 8 acres down there?
I think the whole property is about 15 acres.
Okay.
It's a sizable chunk down there. They got a huge parking lot. Hmm. It's not. It was the manager I spoke to. The owners didn't get back to me. He's a new manager, came in early this year, came from the Hialeah world in Florida, and which is where the owners live. And he thinks they're going to turn around what's been a really poor financial performance. My argument is basically it's over with.
Will that ever change?
Yeah. Why would we? And Steve Kozacik, who for whatever reason has gotten involved in this Greyhound debate.
Yes, for a while.
Yeah. He made a good point, which is, they make a lot, most of their money off of simulcasts, not off of live racing. So you could turn that thing into a glorified sports bar with a lot of simulcasts and make probably make more money because you wouldn't have the cost of putting on the dog races.
It's kind of it to many people, and Mari, it and Tim, it seems just like a relic of a bygone age.
I think I made the mistake one time of telling one of the Greyhound activists in town a while ago that my grandfather used to go to the track, and I remember going with him when I was a kid, and that is one memory I have of it. You know, it doesn't mean that I don't think the place should, you know, be boarded up, but I also think at some point there is a bit of that collective memory that people have of that olden, like exactly that olden times, mm-hmm. of when we treated animals differently and we looked at them differently. And boy, times have changed, and aren't we glad about that?
Well, yeah, it is. It has an old feel when you're there, and you know, there's something nice about that. But overall, it just seems like to me the a less than ideal, less than optimal use by far of that area, especially when you consider the blight further south, which is the Spanish Trail mm-hmm. Motel with its iconic destroyed sign mm-hmm. along the freeway.
Oh, wow,
as you enter Tucson, you see this frame of a falling apart sign, which is this Spanish Trail Motel.
Really what we
and
need,
so
right?
If you could combine those mm-hmm. properties, if somebody with some money could combine those properties, build around Borderland Construction, which mm-hmm. is in the middle there, you could do a serious redevelopment there. And you could even include, if you needed to, you know, this kind of simulcasting of Greyhound racing.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe Carl would like to question. He has a question for Tim and Mari. Go ahead, Carl.
Yes. How about the papers doing some more investigative reporting? You've only touched on the bare tip of what's going on with the financial issues with TUSD. There's a lot of issues within the Board of Supervisors. I know that the city has got issues. And, you know, you may get one article once every 2 or 3 months or something like that. But given the size of these organizations, there's a lot more going on. And the public just, you know, has the feeling that there's things that are being hidden and covered up. And I believe it's incumbent upon the newspapers to go out and find these things and bring them out.
Okay. Thank you, Carl.
This is one of these things I hear from a certain sector of the community all the time, and I think most of them don't even read what we write because I mean, if you bring up TUSD, you know, I mean, Mari's written a lot about it. Our reporter, Alexis, you know, most of the stories you've heard broken lately about TUSD, say talking about the contract that the superintendent came to with a former ally of his, that's all stuff that we in the newspapers brought out. So I mean, there can always be improvement, but I think there's a lack of appreciation also for what we actually do. I'd bring up also Darren Duranko's recent piece. He covers the city on the Broadway construction and how that is already in financial trouble in some sense, potentially, before it even begins construction. Mm-hmm. If you actually pay attention to what Mari's paper and our paper and others write day to day, week after week, you might find there's more of it there than you actually realize.
And I agree with Carl to some extent. I mean, I think the figures from IRE are that 80% of newspaper readers want that kind of coverage. I mean, they really do. And I think if we provide more, they pick up the paper more, along with all the other stuff. But we can always improve. I do agree with that. I mean, I think we've as a weekly, we've been there. But
why is there this perception that newspapers are not doing investigative reporting? And they are doing investigative reporting, perhaps not as much as they used to because of the economy, the price point.
Well, in my mind,
staffing.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is. We have fewer people than we used to. So there's only so much you can do with so many people. However, I think there's also a desire in this town and among a certain segment of the community for a certain ideological approach to the reporting. That is, I mean, to name names, you know, we have allies of Allie Miller who want us to expose Ray Carroll, you know,
right.
to be very specific, because that's a fight that's going on forever. And so if we don't expose Ray Carroll, then we're not doing our jobs as journalists. And there's a lot more to it than that, you know.
Bloodletting is what I always call it.
Yeah.
When are we going to see you guys?
Right.
You know, see
right,
some blood.
The right people have to bleed, right? And if our guy is the one who's bleeding, then you're not doing your jobs. You know, it's the other person's representative, the other side's representative that you need to really cut up.
Yeah, I see that a lot on Tim's Facebook page. It always cracks me up.
Well, TUSD came up, and the state apparently is reviewing TUSD and the Mexican-American Studies program because of comments that were made at a conference here a couple of weeks ago, Mari.
Yeah, we talked about that the last time I was on your show.
But, I mean, since we talked about it, is the state now like formally looking into what was said, or
They're looking into the comments about that nothing has changed essentially, right? Isn't that the the essence of that that came from Augie during
Romero? Yeah,
right. Sorry. The fact, I mean, it's a mixed bag. Of course, here's another example, I think, of what Tim talks about, the different perspectives out there, right? You're going to have hardcore Mexican-American studies folks who are going to say, yes, these are not the same classes that they were, different teachers. And then you're going to have people like Dr. Romero who are really passionate about what they've cobbled together, in essence, from what was left over. And so he's defending that with his heart. And I know how those classes were put together. I know that he did this. What he did was he sent out curriculum to people across the country involved in culturally relevant curriculum and higher academic settings, you know, a lot of colleges out there that have those programs, to have them review. It's been a peer-reviewed curriculum. He should be really proud of what they put together. But not all the teachers are back in the classrooms from the former classrooms. And I think this is just another example, too, of, and this is a great segue for Ms. Douglas to come in and, you know, do her shtick.
Oh, yeah, this is going to, I think it signals trouble. I mean, if already kind of Hoopenthal is teeing up the ball for Douglas to smack it, you know, because, and granted, there's nobody to blame but those who were involved there. I mean, they're the ones who got in a fight, not literally, but a big argument, while knowing they were on a video camera, knowing that
it's interesting the background of that. I mean, I understand that the folks involved in that conference had asked him to leave, had asked Three Sonorans to leave. They didn't, you know, want a video presence there. It was there anyway. I mean, they shouldn't. They're not going to know the guy. They're not from around here. But the other side of it is, I know a lot of people were out in the community were really disappointed. Disappointed in the teachers as much as Dr. Romero. It's like, here's a group of people who have forgotten all about the students and the youth, and it's now all about ego. It really is. And that's kind of disgusting from my perspective. Well, I'm really tired of it.
For me, it really harkened back to something you've written about in the past, which was this kind of, I don't know if machismo or certainly gender issues involved
all the gender
stuff. Past Mexican-American studies.
The A-10 looks like it will be sticking around for at least another year, and I think there is certainly room, Tim Stellar, for optimism here, because not only is the A-10 going to be around for a year, but I think it's going to be around longer because of Senator John McCain's new leadership role with the Defense Committee.
Yeah. Well, one thing really interesting about it is back when, was that mid-2013 when this really started to come up as an issue that the A-10 was threatened. Initially, McCain was hands off. He wanted the military to say what they needed, and if they didn't need the A-10, that was that. A few months passed, and he really got on board, and all of a sudden, he's one of the plane's biggest protectors. And also, if I'm not mistaken, it's had a role in some of our more recent military activity in against ISIS over in the Middle East. And so, again and again, it's kind of said that this is a relic of the past, this aircraft, and then it's used again, and so it revives people's memory of its usefulness.
Right. And so not an immediate concern, but of course we need to think about the future with the A-10 because eventually I'm sure it will go away.
Yeah, and that's planned.
Everything does,
it
right?
It will. Yeah, that's planned. It's a question of, you know, a lot of people in the community are working on alternative roles at DM, and that's where the rubber meets the road for the future.
Right. Mari, a shout out to you. I liked the piece on the new UAMA director. He's going to be on our show here. We're going to
do
something with him in January. Good. I've met him at least once now, and that's a place that has all of these wonderful treasures, talking about the University of Arizona Museum of Art. The access to the place is difficult, the parking, but once you get in there, they have a world-class collection of art in there.
They do. I remember going there when I was a student, and I'd wander around the halls and think to myself, well, this is pretty cool. And then as a parent, taking the kiddo there, and I do think he's right. I think it's always a matter of like how you're telling your story, what's your narrative out there in the community, and who you're reaching out to. Do they know what you're doing? And once they get that solved, I imagine a lot of these other things are going to fall more into place for them. But great to have a person with some vision, you know, too.
Yeah, and while we're doing shout-outs, an organization that we've tried to help out here over the last couple of years, Dragonfly Village, reported on today in Tim Steller's column.
Yeah, it's a new homelessness is something I've been writing about a lot this year and a bit last. And this is a new project, kind of unusual, new buildings that will house 30 units, if I'm not mistaken, and will house probably around 100 people when full. It's pretty far out there, unfortunately, out at East Tancaverde Road, but maybe that will be an attraction as much as a drawback. It's a kind of a retreat-style location where people will have up to 2 years to get back on their feet and then get out on their own, independent in the community.
All right.
How many people will it house?
Yeah, up to 30 units.
30, so, okay, that's
so
right.
Yeah, there are a variety of sizes, up to three or four bedrooms. I can't remember how many. So they're thinking around 100.
All right, Tim Steller, you can find his work, three columns a week. Is that what they've got you on? Sometimes even more.
It feels like
depending
seven
on vacation
a week, yeah.
Relief for who's not in the office yeah. Today. We need another column. Tim Steller, look for his work in the Arizona Daily Star. And Mari Herreras will be watching closely as she takes over now the editorship of the Tucson Weekly, 30-year-old Tucson Weekly.
That's right, 30-year-old.
Mari and Tim, hope you both have a great Christmas and holiday season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We've got Weekend Watch with Matt Russell next on The Buckmaster Show.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Here we go with the weekend. That music, of course, always emblematic of a Southern Arizona weekend. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, wanting me to remind you about Saturday, December 13th, a week from tomorrow, at the historic post office in downtown Silver City, the Holiday Craft Fair. So if you're looking for an unusual gift, head over to Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson, and you will find yourself in a wonderful environment and great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins and Continental Divide RV Park, and lots of things to do. You can find out about all the places to stay and things to do at southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome now the host of Weekend Watch, Mr. Matt Russell, Inside Tucson business, food and beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist, and all-around nice guy, always in search of a good meal. How are you, Matt?
We're sorry. Matt's not able to come to the phone right now. He's still recovering from Thanksgiving, but he will return your call once his hunger returns. Bill, I'm still finding my way through the Thanksgiving fog, but I'm ready for another great, delicious weekend.
Well, you know those big balloons they have on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade of the giant turkey? I can envision you, after three or four helpings that started early in the morning and continued into the evening with leftovers, so just don't put a pin anywhere near that stomach.
Not a pretty image, Bill Buckmaster.
What do we got going on for tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, tomorrow we got all kinds of great happy hours, but my weekend is actually going to start officially tomorrow night at the Tucson Museum of Art, starting at 6 p.m. It's the second annual Art on Tap, an event that brings together kind of a local beer festival, live music, artist demonstrations and performances, some of which are beer-themed, and a Shakespeare performance that is a must-see. Local art is going to be on sale, as will some delicious local food, and admission is only $40, which includes 20 beer tastings. All this makes for a fun Saturday night at the Tucson Museum of Art for Art on Tap.
Any farmers markets this weekend?
Yeah, we've come to love the Heirloom Farmers Market on Sunday at Rieto Racetrack Park, which is why we're excited to announce that the market is now open on Saturdays as well from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come see the market's brand new 100-foot-long covered food pavilion and enjoy the deliciousness from scores of vendors. Whether it's Saturday or Sunday, make sure that you shop local and put Heirloom Farmers Market at Rieto Park on your calendar.
How about Crescent City New Orleans-style coffee?
Love it. I used to travel regularly to New Orleans for business several years ago and always made a stop by the Café du Monde for beignets and coffee. But now, Tucson's own Don's Bayou over on Tancredi Road is going to save me the airfare with their own version of beignets and coffee. These donut-like treats with powdered sugar remind me of the Big Easy in a big way. And his authentic chicory coffee makes for the perfect pairing. So I say give Don's Bayou a try for a New Orleans-inspired morning meal.
And we'll look for the column, Matt.
Absolutely, Bill. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Matt. Russell on Weekend Watch. The Bill Buckmaster Show is produced by Buckmaster Communications, which is wholly responsible for its content. On behalf of our team here at KVOI, Ed Alexander, Tom Fairbanks, Ray Allen, everybody that helps out so much, Executive Assistant Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend, and thank you, Culligan, for all that bottled water you provide for us every day. Have a great weekend.